Right now, we're talking about a Curtin Uni Theatre, Launch Theatre, a small group of theatre students who are studying at Curtin University and working on a collection of short performances, which are all written and produced and performed by members. I have two members of Launch Theatre with me today, and I'll get you to introduce yourselves.
I'm Poppy, and I'm one of the performers.
And I'm Sam. I'm one of the performers and writers.
So you're kind of both multi-hyphenate people. Are you both studying theatre at Curtin, or is this like a sideline?
Yes, we are both majoring in theatre at Curtin.
What made you choose Curtin to do that? Like, how did you kind of decide, right, this is where I'm going to go, this is what I'm going to study?
I think for me, when I was in high school, I really loved theatre, but I wasn't confident enough to audition. So, wasn't confident enough to audition for somewhere that, sorry, to go somewhere that I had to audition to get into. But Curtin offered a theatre course that I didn't have to do that, but it still made like, it's still like a really all-rounded course that gave heaps of experience.
And so the work that you're doing as part of this collection of short performances, what genre do they fall into?
Well, I feel like it's a pretty wide genre because we have mostly theatre performances, and then I am doing stand-up, so it will be a good mix of stuff, hopefully. A lot of them touch on some pretty like heavy important topics, but they also can be quite fun as well. So I think there's a really nice balance of stuff that's going to be in there.
What's your stand-up about? How do you kind of approach comedy?
I look at my all of my jokes will have like a grain of truth in it, even no matter how outlandish the joke is, because I suck at writing jokes. The way it works, I'll be like in bed at 3 a.m., half asleep, and then I'll have something that'll come to me, and I'll have to roll over, write a note in my phone, and pray I can figure out what it means the next morning. But all of it comes from like actual experience. So like there'll be like a crazy story about my dad that'll sound exaggerated, but they'll be like, "Oh, this little thing actually happened with my dad," and it'll make me think. And part of this show is inspired by my trips to Japan. And all the stuff that I talk about with that actually did happen. I have a story in there how I got rejected twice in the same night in the space of 15 minutes. So that's a fun little one if you want to come hear that.
Definitely sounds like you had an experience.
Yes.
And do you think that you both use your life experiences when it comes to writing the works?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, in theatre all the time, you like take bits and pieces from your life, from things that you've experienced, or like just your own personality, to write characters, to write stories, like all the time. I think some of the best characters, I think, come from like very truthful, experience, truthful things that, that means other people can relate to it as well. And I think that's important in theatre.
The works that you're putting together, do you think that they're specifically for people who are around your age, or do you think that people of all ages can find truth in the works that you're putting out there?
I think generally it's a pretty wide age range. Just in terms of relatability, I guess it can, just because we're young, certain things can relate more to people our age. But I think generally we can hit a pretty wide audience. It might skew maybe to people slightly older just because of the themes, like maybe don't bring like kids to the show, unless you're like okay with like some heavier themes, or like obviously with comedy there will be like swearing, some inappropriate stuff. But I think generally it hits a really wide range, and people of all ages there will be something for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, no, I have to agree. I think a lot of it is sort of targeted towards people who are similar age to us, so uni students and people in their young adult years. But I do think lots of older demographics would also relate to some of the themes spoken about. We've got lots of a lot of the performers, all of except for Sam, are women who have written solo performances. There's one non-solo performance as well, and I think, yeah, so there's something in there that everyone can take something from. I would, yeah, probably say, like, you wouldn't bring your five-year-old to come and watch it, but, yeah, lots of maybe older high school people, I think, could definitely enjoy what's being shown there as well.
If you've just tuned in, we're talking to Poppy and Sam about a short season of shows happening over the 2nd and 3rd of November. That's next weekend. They have been studying theatre at Curtin Uni, and this may very well be the last performances that they have as students before they enter the big world. Do you know what you'll be doing once you leave is the big question.
Big question.
Oh, I mean, I think I do want to dive more into the stand-up world. I feel like it's something that I've sort of just gravitated to. I don't know if it's just the theatre kid energy about it, or I'm just like, I just love the attention. But I've always found like just making people laugh is something that I really enjoy doing, and I think that's something I want to continue down, even if it's like not necessarily the path I set out on with the theatre degree, but I think it's something I can follow and pursue and really enjoy, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. How do you do that? Like, what's the plan? What's the first step in that, in the stand-up plan?
I guess just, this is almost like good advice for people starting with stand-up as well, just gig your little brains out at as many open mics as you can, because that's how bigger people will notice you, because there'll be big comics will come and try new stuff at open mics. And if you do well at open mics, like, you can sort of climb the ladder and stuff. I've spent some time in Sydney gigging as well, which was really good. I think the fact that I have the backing from a Sydney comedy company is really helpful as well. But I think, yeah, the plan is just to gig as much as possible, travel around Australia a bit to gig with that. Yeah.
What about you, Poppy?
I think what's so great about like the Curtin course is that it is broad, so you get to look at most people do it for acting, but you do get to go and do lots of tech roles, crew roles as well. So I love acting, would love to keep pursuing that, keep doing acting in either in theatre or in film. But I've also come to really enjoy stage management, which I didn't know existed until I started this course, but I really love that too. And lots of the people involved in this launch production are in very, like, yeah, all have very different paths where they want to go as well. And so, yeah, we got, like, one of our girls is producing and, like, has her own theatre company that's starting up, and some of the people are more kind of director-focused, whereas everyone else, well, yeah, whereas a lot of them are sort of acting. Yeah, I think for me, just, I'm enjoying throwing myself out there and just auditioning for lots of things, getting lots of experience. We've been lucky to work with people who are happy to pass you on to other people who will give you experience outside of Curtin.
I mean, you said that one of the reasons you chose to study here was that you were quite nervous about the auditioning process.
Yeah.
So, like, 3 years later, has that confidence improved?
Absolutely.
Like...
Yeah. Like, I would never say that I would go into an audition, like, completely confident. I still, every audition, I get to a moment where I'm about to enter and I'm like, oh, like, this is, I'm nervous. shaking a little bit, having to control my breath. I don't think that goes away. I would be surprised if it did, but I definitely feel a lot more confident about actually taking the step to audition, knowing what I can do to help an audition be received better. I think, like, my first audition was not good. The first audition I did at Curtin was not a good one. So I've learnt how I can audition to be seen. And I remember that there were times where I almost didn't audition for things because I was like, there's no way that I will, you know, there are these amazing actors who are auditioning, like, there's no way. And sometimes you do get cast, and it shows you that you just have to throw yourself out there, and you do have to just, you know, take a chance and do it, and just trust that you do have something, and that, you know, after so many tutors and so many classes, that you do pick things up. And it's, yeah, about trusting your own abilities rather than going in there thinking, yeah, I can do, like, trusting that you have something to offer in the moment rather than being able to say, like, I'm a good actor. Mm. It's not necessarily about that. It's about...
And just giving it a crack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
So if people want to take get down and check out the work that you are putting on next weekend, how can they get tickets? Do they need tickets? Can they just show up?
Yeah, well, we do have... so we've got three shows. So Thursday night and a Friday night, but we also have a Friday matinee. So the Thursday and Friday evening shows are ticketed. They're $15 a ticket, I believe.
Yes.
But the Friday matinee is free. You had a link that we could...
Yes, I do have the link here. It is also available just via the Heyman website, but I can give you the...
So you can go to the Heyman Theatre website and you'll be able to find tickets.
Yeah, there. So Heyman Theatre will have like a show list, and you can book tickets straight from there.
Thank you so much for coming in and chatting to me. All the best.
Thank you for having us.
Hope to see you on stages around the city in the coming years. You've been listening to a chat with two of the students from Curtin Uni, Poppy and Sam, about the productions that they have been working on and the launch program that's happening next weekend. And you can get tickets from the Heyman Theatre website.